Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
My name is Kyra.
Kyla, how are you today?
Yes, sir. I'm fine.
Okay. I just wanted to call and tell you that I got one of these oximeters that was through one of those promotional deals if you answer 100 questions. And it's called a pulse oximeter. Didn't tell who it's made by or where it came from. But it doesn't work.
Yes, sir. So I would need for you to verify. I would need for you to provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
27006.
And your first and last name?
Douglas Spry, S-P-R-Y.
One moment. Okay. Yes, sir. And I am still here with you. I'm just trying to access an account so that I can further assist you. Okay. I do see an account listed. To confirm that this is correct, could you verify your shipping address?
Yes, it's 120 Shutt Road in Advance, North Carolina, 27006.
They have you here previously signing up. I do see that they have you for the pulse oximeter and that the account has been previously canceled here with us.
Okay. Well, the reason it was canceled is that I called Walmart and I guess they did a credit on it, but the thing doesn't work.
Okay. I understand that you state that the item is not working. One moment while I take a further look at your account.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So I do see that the account was posted as a chargeback. Meaning that you put the transactions in dispute?
Yes, I did. That's what the bank told me I had to do. I don't understand, but, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, at this moment, due to it being posted as a chargeback, it does lock the account, so it's nothing further that customer service can go in and do.
Okay, so
account.
What do you want me to do, just throw this in the trash can?
Yes, sir, if that's what you would like to do with it. The item is yours.
Well, it doesn't work. I mean, why would I need it for anything?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too.